visiting with PCM head wrestling coach Rusty Voss to preview their 2024-2025 season. Coach, you know, I know that you just stepped into now the kind of the head coaching role. You were kind of serving as a, you know, an assistant or a co-coach last year. Can you kind of talk a little bit about what the transition was like?
It's a pretty easy transition. You know, Jeff and I worked real well together in the past, and we still do, and we kind of just kind of helped each other and covered each other in different areas. And now he's kind of stepping away with the, some of his work things that he has going on, and so I get to do all the track wrestling stuff and all that other things that he would do on his time. But no, it was a very good transition. You know, I've been in the room for a long time, so there's no really different for the kids or anything like that. So it was a good transition.
Yeah, you know, looking before we look a little bit ahead to this season, you know, reflecting back on last year and everything like that, you know, how do you feel last year's, you know, season went overall, and is there an area you would have liked to see some improvement on?
Well, you know, it's always nice to get some more kids to the state tournament, and that's kind of your goal at the end of the season, to get those kids to the state tournament, and then they get some more place winners. But, you know, we're looking to get some of those kids that were there at the state tournament last year, like a Caliber Fry, you know, get him up on the podium and get a medal for him. You know, Tucker Wheeler's right in there. You know, he's got his goal of winning it, and they should have that goal of winning it because he's got the ability and the drive to do it. So, you know, then you've got Caden Clark, you know, he's back. He was hurt last year. He had a broken thumb and he couldn't wrestle, but he's back and ready to rock and roll now after football. And I think we got some good kids, good strong kids. We just don't have a lot of them, so we're going to be missing some weights, but the kids that we do have at our varsity weights are going to be very strong, you know, good kids.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned guys like Tucker and Caliber and Caden, who have been strong assets to this program and have been big contributors. Obviously, a couple of them going to the state tournament. Is there a few other guys this year that you could maybe see having a couple, a little bit of a breakout season?
Yeah, you know, we got some young kids too. We got a really good freshman class that's coming in, and you know, I'm hoping to slide one or two of those kids through. You know, Danson Drake had a really good little kid's career, you know, throughout his time. So, but he's going to be at a 175, so it's going to be one of those. He's going to get us a lot of wins, but he's going to run into some buzzsaws too at 75. But you know, I'm hoping Jeffrey McDaniel, as long as he's been kind of battling injuries his whole career. But he's going to be around our 65-pounder, and he's good. We just need to get him back in healthy and wrestle him hard, and we'll see what happens with that. We got a couple other freshmen that are good freshmen. Mason Yortsoy is going to be probably our 44-pounder. He's got the name. You know, his dad was a runner-up when he was in high school, so he's got the name to be a good wrestler. And we're looking for good things from him. And then we got Bentley Sloan that's going to be around 38-pounder, and he did well when he was in the AAU circuit. So we got some good freshmen right in the lineup, and we're looking for some good things there.
You know, a guy like Tucker Wheeler that's been to the state tournament, you know, the last couple of years and you know, has done well. What do you feel a guy, you know, definitely a guy that has a quality to win a state title, what do you feel is one thing that he maybe needs to do to kind of get to that next level?
Just keep wrestling hard, and he does. He's aggressive. He goes after it. He doesn't sit back and wait. He's attacking people all the time, and that's how he's going to win it. He's been working his butt off, and he's been in every morning working out. And now that we started the season, so he's doing morning workouts. He's doing after school workouts already. Where some people may not be doing that right now. They may be waiting, but he's not waiting. He's going for it, and he's got the drive, and he's got the want to get there, and I believe he can.
Was there, you know, for PCM wrestling specifically this season, is there a little bit of an adjustment period at all, considering that, you know, some of these guys played football and that season just ended on Saturday, and then now wrestling practice starting on Monday? Does it take a little bit, or are they all ready to go?
Yeah, I told them, you know, I'd give them some time, and all these young kids need a little time off, and if it's 1 day or 3 or 4 or 5 days, whatever they wanted, I gave it to them. Because I don't want them to come in and feel like they're all beat up and then start wrestling, because wrestling's can be a long sport, not really actually long, but on your body it can be tough. Because we've started out with some pretty good competition here right away here in the first part of December, so I wanted to make sure they're fresh and they're ready to go mentally and physically. We'll get them there.
Do you feel that kind of before we close, Coach? Do you feel like it always at the beginning of each season? And you know, there's wrestling conditioning is obviously a lot different than any other sport that these kids may participate in. So do you feel like that? You know, you guys have a good routine of getting these kids into that, you know, so-called wrestling shape.
Yeah, it's always a challenge. It depends on what kind of kids you have, but the core kids that we have right now, they're ready to, when they stepped on the mat Monday afternoon at 3:30, they're ready to go. And we've had some really good practices these last 3 days. They work really hard. And like I told them yesterday, let's stay at this level, and we can only get better. So, you know, just keep working and keep doing what we need to do. And you know, like I said, we've got a good core of kids and good strong kids in the weights we do have. So, well, we just got to keep going.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time and, you know, best of luck to you and your guys this upcoming season.
Thank you.